Gravity, still undefeated. Nobody has walked off a roof of a house, jumped out a window, and floated. Right? When that happens, we'll have defeated gravity. Until then, gravity, undefeated. Episode 1230 of Diz Runs Radio is a quick tip episode. Today's quick tip, getting older and still racing hard. Hey, y'all, real quick before we dive into today's quick tip, if you've got something that you're struggling with running related or I don't know, maybe other related and you want my expert opinion on it, but if you want my running advice, you can get it any old time, not just in podcast form, but specific, customized to your scenario, advice, thoughts, tips, tricks, things that you might not consider simply by signing up for a consult call. Those are available pretty much anytime. Within reason. I'm not gonna take a consult call at 1 a.m. unless we absolutely have to. We can arrange that potentially, maybe. But the moral of the story is anytime that you want to chat, you want to pick my brain on something, maybe get me to weigh in on some tweaks or some adjustments or some things to improve upon, all you got to do is sign up for a call, and you can do so at dizruns.com/consultation. That'll take you right there to my calendar. You pick a time that works for you that's available. And if a time isn't available, let me know. We'll work something out, even if it's a stupid o'clock time in the morning. But I might ask for a little bit of flexibility, maybe not right in the middle of the dark, but maybe, you know, kind of one end or the other, stay up just a little bit later, get up a little bit earlier, whatever we got to do to make things work, especially those of you that are maybe on the other side of the world. We can do it. We can do it. Thanks to modern technology. So that all starts at dizruns.com/consultation. Again, it's a 20-30 minute call, something like that, whether it's a phone call, Zoom call, Skype call, smoke signal call, whatever we need to do to connect. You tell me a little bit about what's going on, and then I weigh in. I give you some thoughts. We work through different scenarios, different things to think about, different things to keep in mind as you move forward, and then hopefully you've got the clarity to do simply that, to move forward, get back to making progress, and continuing to hopefully enjoy your miles, enjoy progress, enjoy growth, enjoy whatever aspect of the sport you're working towards. So dizruns.com/consultation, grab a call, and look forward to helping you, whether it's a one-off or whether it's something that we do, you know, every 6 weeks, 8 weeks, something like that. Whatever you need, use it in that way. So again, dizruns.com/consultation. So today's topic is inspired by a recent Q&A question. And you know, quite frankly, for whatever it's worth, I don't often, you know, find myself really ruminating on questions from the Q&A episodes. I mean, quite frankly, and I don't know, maybe this is giving out too much information. But I feel like I do those Q&A episodes, or pretty much any episode, I do it and then kind of forget about it. You know, not like intentionally, but it's just like it's on to the next thing, right? It's moving forward. And so I don't spend a lot of time thinking back. You know, so I'll reflect back sometimes, but the point being that usually a past episode doesn't kind of linger in my brain. But one of the questions from last month's Q&A kind of bubbled up in my brain recently. And the more I thought about it, and the more I thought about the answer I gave, the more I felt like there's a lot of meat left on the bone. A lot of angle that I missed, or I overlooked, or I somewhat purposefully neglected to explore. And again, kind of, it just kind of kept lingering for 48 hours. And I decided, you know what, let's make a cue. Let's make a quick tip about it. Because I didn't, unlike usually where I, you know, belabor the point on and on and on, which I'm sure I'll probably do today. I didn't give this question enough of a response. So we're going to try to make up for that today. The question in question is from our friend Lewis. And, you know, if you've been paying attention, you know, you probably get the impression that when Lewis asks me questions about elite runners, I think he tends to do, and I don't know, maybe I'm reading too much into this, but I think he does it to try to get a reaction from me. Yeah, I know your game, Lewis. And, you know, I try to not give him the satisfaction of getting a reaction from me, which is why I usually just kind of blow through his elite runner questions, because, you know, like, it's the game that we play, or at least it's the game that I'm playing. Hopefully it's the game that we play. But Lewis is the one that asked this question last month. And the question was, in case you missed it, or just to bring us all up to speed, What do you think of Kenenisa, or however you say his name, Kenenisa Bekele, still doing pro running at the age of 41, because he just ran the New York City Half. And I don't remember exactly what I said, but I'm sure it was something along the lines of, great, good for him, whatever, don't care, moving on. But again, the question, I found it bubbling to my head a few days later, and kind of thinking about it, not because I care about Bekele doing, you know, still running professionally at 41, I don't care. Not because I care about any elite runner still running professionally at 38 or 42 or 65 or whatever. Like, I don't care, right? We've established that. That hasn't changed. But I feel like this is one of those instances where probably, there's a little bit of something there that you and I can use. You know, there's something that you and I can take away from the idea of a pro athlete, a pro runner, still getting after it, when he's on the other side of 40. And admittedly, now that I am also on the other side of 40, and frankly on the other side of 41, 41 doesn't feel as old as it did, you know, 15, 20 years ago. But, you know, when you grade it on the scale of elite athletes, there's not a lot of elite athletes still going strong at 41. And you know, this probably won't be the first time I've said this today, or will say this today, but like, I haven't gone back and looked at Bekele's, all of his race times and his training. Like, I don't care, right? He's an elite. I don't care. But I'm assuming that probably he's not running better at 41 than he did when he was setting world records, you know, 15, 20 years ago, right? Like, I think that's probably a fair assumption. But the fact that he's still able to race as a pro at 41, when he's probably racing a lot of guys that are in their mid to late 20s, certainly maybe a couple in their early 30s, but that's kind of, you know, starting to get to early mid 30s. Like, that's kind of quote unquote old for an elite runner. He's still going at 41. Like it just, again, it just kind of weasled in my brain of like, what does that say about human potential as runners, about our abilities to push ourselves hard? And is there something that you and I, that are not elite runners, that are not putting food on the table based on the performances that we have on the road or on the track, is there something that we can take from this? And I think there is. I think there is, because again, like the fact of the matter is, we all, you know, are getting older every day, right? And I think that sometimes there's an impression, somewhat justifiably, but maybe overblown, that, you know, you're gonna slow down with age, right? Like we're all gonna slow down with age. We're all gonna, you know, at some point our fastest days are gonna be behind us. And yes, that's to an extent true, right? Like I don't, you know, I'm not expecting to still be setting PRs in my 80s, right? Like it'd be wonderful, but I'm gonna probably need to find some, like, you know, 13.5K races or something like that. Some race I've never run before if I want to PR, you know, 25, 30, 40 years from now. But can we, you know, even as we're getting past our primes, whatever our prime might be, and I'll get into some of that here in just a second, but like, the idea of still racing hard, certainly when we're in our 40s, because Lord knows I'm there right now, but I still see me racing hard occasionally when I sign up for a race, which we all know how that goes, but still having the ability to race hard, to push myself, whether it's for half marathons, marathons, ultra marathons, whatever. Probably not 5Ks, but that hasn't changed. That's hopefully not going to change. But pushing hard on race day, certainly into my 50s, probably well into my 50s, into my 60s. I mean, yeah, like that's the ambition, you know? I mean, that's 20 years from now, so we'll see. Lots of things can happen over the course of 20 years, but, you know, good Lord willing, the creek don't rise. Like, yeah, I'm still going to be racing hard 20 years from now, 30 years from now, maybe 40 years from now, maybe. Now, obviously, what that looks like might be different. Probably will be different. You know, if I'm chasing PRs, maybe for most of the rest of this next decade, maybe I won't be chasing PRs in my 50s. Probably won't be chasing, if I have a good next 10 years, I won't be chasing PRs probably in my 60s and 70s. But that doesn't mean I can't still push hard. And that's ultimately where I want to spend the rest of the time today, which hopefully won't be too much, but. That's where my thoughts kept coming back to about this question from Lewis and Bekele racing professionally at 41, is that, you know, think about his perspective, right? Think about, you know, him as a professional runner, he's got a lot of miles on his feet, right? Like I don't know all of his details in his training. I haven't looked back for training logs and things like that, but I would say it's probably safe to assume that he's been running at a pretty high level for at least 20 years, probably closer to 25 years, you know, at least starting to train and build up for it. Like, again, I don't know exactly all the backstory, but he's got some miles on his feet, right? Probably somewhere in the neighborhood of, I don't know, 75, 80, 100,000 miles over the last 20, 25 years, which sounds like a lot, is a lot, but also, like, you know, I'm running 2,000 miles a year, and that's at, you know, about 40, 42, 44 miles a week. He probably had many, many, many months of 100-mile weeks, probably. So, you know, whatever. I don't know. Maybe 100,000 is too many miles. But, like, he's run a lot of miles in the last 20, 25 years. And I think that maybe this is more from folks outside of the running world. I'm sure you've heard this from some of your non-running friends or family members. Lord knows I freaking heard this from my old man just when he was here last weekend. You know, about the concern of, like, running my knees out, right? Wearing out my knees. Ruining my knees by running too much. And you know, whatever, it comes from a place probably of caring about, you know, your friends or your family members when they say those types of things. But, like, you know, if my man Bekele has run for 25 years, some 100,000 miles, he's still racing strong and competitively, kind of shines the light on what I think we probably already knew, or at least what we already, most of us have assumed, is that longevity in the sport is achievable, right? Like, however old you are, you know, however many years you have left on this rock spinning around the sun, you know, there's a pretty good chance you can log a lot of miles between now and whatever your ultimate finish line is, without wearing out. Now, again, that doesn't just happen by accident, right? You got to take care of your body, things like that. I get it. But the idea of you know, runners have an expiration date. Or you have a certain number of miles, and after that, like, yeah, you're not gonna be able to keep running anymore. Probably a little bit ridiculous. So whether you're 41 right now, 42, 45, and you've been running for 6 months or a year, you know, it's not. I'm not trying to pretend like you're 20 again, right? Because you're not. But you still got a lot of miles in front of you if you want them. So I think that's one thing that I kind of take away from any elite runner that's still racing hard at 41 is that we can probably still do that. And even if me, like I said, 42, I've been running relatively, you know, consistently ish for the last 12, 13, 14 years, something like that. I mean, 13, 14 years might be a stretch, but definitely the last 12 plus years, been running pretty consistently, not always at 2,000 miles a year, but, you know, some pretty good consistent running. You know, it's not like my career is half over, right? It's not like, well, you've been running for 10, 15 years. Like, you've got another 10, 15 years to go. Like, no, if I keep taking care of myself, running intelligently, listening to my body, I don't consider it a pipe dream to think that I can certainly can still be running 20, 30, 40 years from now. I don't think that's an impossibility. Obviously, again, it takes taking care of my health and avoiding, you know, fluke accidents, getting hit by the school bus or things like that. But, you know, longevity in our sport, not a pipe dream. Something to take away from elite runners still running professionally at 41 years old. Another thing to take away that I think applies to us non-elite runners is that there's no need to give up on racing hard at a certain age. Which, again, I think that's one of those pseudo-myths that's sort of been busted, but it also still kind of lingers around in various running circles. And I kind of talked about this earlier. That, like, at some point, you know, we're not going to keep setting PRs. And, like, yes, that's true. Again, objectively, that's just physiology. It's Father Time, undefeated. You know, there's a few things that are undefeated in this world. Gravity, undefeated. Undefeated. You know, don't get at me with, like, oh, but we can fly now. We haven't defeated gravity to fly. We just understood workarounds that are physics, right? But, like, gravity, still undefeated. Nobody has walked off a roof of a house, jumped out a window, and floated, right? When that happens, we'll have defeated gravity. Until then, gravity, undefeated. Father Time, also still undefeated. Still looking for that, still following in Ponce de Leon footsteps, trying to find that fountain of youth. Till we find it, Father Time, undefeated. And one of the things that goes along with being undefeated Father Time, we're going to get older, right? Hopefully, good Lord willing. And physiologically, our bodies change, things happen. And again, without getting too deep in the rabbit holes, like, you know, if you're running strong and hard in your 20s and your 30s and your 40s, like, you can still run strong and hard in your 50s and your 60s and your 70s. But what that looks like, what paces you're running, things like that, probably going to be different, right? Doesn't mean that you can't still race hard, though. And that's where I think sometimes people have that in their mind. They have to, you know, at a certain age, I have to give up racing hard. No. You may want to, because recovery might look different, things like that. But you can still, you know, it's like a sliding scale. It's a little bit relative, right? Just like speed is relative. Someone's fast as another person's slow or whatever. And that doesn't make anybody better or worse or whatever. It's just, you know, that's just how it works out. But as we get older, if we still want to race hard, if we still want to pin the bib on and drop the hammer, again, what that looks like, maybe dropping the hammer for me now, you know, for a, and again, just not trying to brag on anything. I never am trying to do that, but just instead of talking in abstracts, let's give it some firm idea of the point I'm trying to get across. You know, for me to pin on a half marathon bib and get out there and throw down, like, we're probably looking at 720, 730 pace, something like that for 13 miles. I can't remember exactly what that would work out to be, but that feels about right. Maybe 715. I don't know. Somewhere in there would be a pretty strong race for me, right? Depending on the course, yada, 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 but something like that. 20 years from now? I don't know. I mean, I don't know. Maybe 930 will be as like, a lay it all on the line half marathon. Maybe 1045, maybe 12 minutes flat. I don't know. But the point being, whatever it shakes out to be for me when I'm 60, 64, 67, if I'm still healthy enough to race well and still have that little bit of competitiveness, that flame is still lit, I can get out there and do that. I don't need to give up racing hard just because, you know, I'm on the other side of 50 or I'm on the other side of 60. And neither do you. It just might not look the same. You know, the paces might not be the same. The times might not be the same as they were when we were in our 30s and our 40s. Or our 20s or our teens, depending on when you started really running and racing hard. But we don't have to give up racing at a certain age. And oh, by the way, and y'all know where this is coming, the older we get, if we still get out there and go, even though our times might get a little bit slower, right? Our hard paces might not compare favorably as they did 20 years our previous. We might just have a better chance of ending up on the podium. Our results in our age group might just be better. You know, maybe because there's fewer people competing, but it doesn't matter. We're still out there getting after it. So there's no need to give up racing hard at a certain age. And I think Bekele has kind of proven that. Like, he still might not be, the fastest guy anymore. He might not be the favorite, but he's got some savvy. He's got some experience and he's still getting after it, running hard, just like he did when he was in his 20s and his 30s. Just maybe that pace is a little bit different. Maybe he's racing half marathons instead of marathons more now. You know, I don't know. But I think there's something to take away there. And last but not least, and again, I haven't gone deep into his training history, but I think there's something to keep in mind as we get older, and I'm sure that this has played out for Bekele as well, is that your training may adapt. Probably needs to adapt. Should probably adapt. Because again, our physiology is changing. We get older, recovery is slower. You know, I some of you remember Bobby Krim. He was on the podcast several years ago, my neighbor in Florida, and when we moved to the house in Florida, I think he was like 79, 80, and he was still running marathons, you know, marathon or two a year and several shorter distance races. And then at some point when we were down there, you know, I don't know, he was 86, 87, something like that. He said, "Den, I think I'm done racing marathons." I said, What? He's like, "They just take too much out of me." So he adapted his race strategy, but when he would run a half marathon, he still ran it as hard as he could at that point at 87 years old. His training adapted. He wasn't doing many long runs anymore because recovery was too much, right? But he was still out there running. He still got his, you know, his whatever, his 30, 40 miles a week. He still rode his bike. He still did strength training. He still did all the, but again, the point I'm trying to make is, here's a perfect example of someone who they adapted their training as they got older. They adapted what races they ran to. They adjusted because, again, Father Time, undefeated. But he could still race hard. He still did race hard. He still enjoyed pushing himself in a half marathon, in a 10K, in a 10-mile race. Maybe his finish times were twice what they were when he was in his prime. It's okay. He finished first in his age group more often than not, right? You know, not too, and that's even when it's an age group of like 80 plus. My man's 91 years old. He's still coming in there towards the top of his age group. Something to be said about that. Still racing hard. Still pushing himself. But he had to change his training. You know, multiple ways to do that. Maybe you adjust your volume. Maybe you have a cutback week every other week instead of maybe once a month or once every 6 weeks. Maybe you do a little bit of extra cross training. You take a run out and do a little extra swimming or non-impact work. Whatever it is, there's plenty of ways to adapt. Maybe your buildup for a race is 24 weeks because you have to schedule more down weeks in there to get ready for a goal half marathon or marathon than, you know, 12 weeks or 15 weeks or something like that, where if you always maintain a relatively high level of base like I do, maybe that's going to change for me 20 years from now. But the point is, we can adapt our training and still race hard if that's something we want to do. So ultimately, Lewis, thank you for the question. I dismissed it, but it sat with me a little bit, got me thinking a little bit, certainly inspired this episode. And it just, you know, brings me to that reminder that, you know, all of us, Lewis, you, me, Kelly, everybody else listening, we're all older today than we've ever been, right? Like that's just the facts. With a little luck, we'll all be older tomorrow than we are today. But, you know, we can't avoid aging. Like, that's going to happen. I mean, I guess we can, but the alternative is less ideal than getting older every day. But we can control to a certain extent, or at least we have ability to dictate how we age, especially as it relates to our running. You know, we can adapt, we can adjust, but there's no expiration date. There's no best if used by date, right? We don't have to age like milk, right? We can age like a fine wine. We can age like a scotch that arguably gets better with age, but maybe not so much, but it gets more interesting, more refined. There's a little bit of depth, a little bit of increased depth to it as the aging process happens. And I think we can do the same thing as runners. You know, we become more experienced. We become we see the people out there now that are still running in their cotton t-shirts and their, their calf length socks, you know, no music, no nothing, all the wrinkles of thousands of miles running in the sun. I don't know what that's going to look like for the younger generation, for Addie's generation, 25 years from now, 30 years from now. Maybe I'll still just be wearing my, you know, wine and dine shirt from, you know, 2016. my 2016 pseudo tech shirt. They'll have some second skin, like whatever, some fancy nanotechnology, right? I'll still have my aftershocks on, and they'll be having some digital implant in their ear playing the music that they need. But the fact of the matter is, we have that ability if we want to, and it doesn't happen by accident. It does take a little bit of work to continue to push ourselves, even if it looks differently, to push ourselves, to get the most out of ourselves for about as long as we want, at least as long as we're upright and healthy. So the choice is yours. You want to age like milk? You want to age like a good scotch? At least as it relates to our running, for me, only one choice. Only one choice. And as much as I like milk, that's not the answer for me. For me. So there you go. Lewis, thank you for the question last month. Thanks for taking up space in my brain. And hopefully this resonates with some of y'all that are older today than you were yesterday, that even if your fastest times are behind you, your strongest races are not necessarily behind you. And that's something we can all raise a glass of wine or scotch or milk to as well. So there we go. That's it for today. Thoughts on today's episode? Thoughts on what are your plans for continuing to push yourself running-wise into the future? We'd love to hear your timeline. Love to hear your ambitions of races you'd like to be doing. Maybe getting a bit faster to qualify for Boston as you keep getting older. Whatever the case might be, hit me up on the social medias at DizRuns on all things social. DizRuns@gmail.com if you want to shoot me an email. And of course, you can head over to the blog post for today. DizRuns.com/1230 will take you right there. And of course, we got some memes, we got some GIFs, we got some nonsense in the post itself. And then down there at the bottom of the page, there's that comment section. Feel free to blow it up. Share with your little heart's content your thoughts on your future, your long-distance future, as, you know, aging, hopefully aging gracefully. Although, again, you choose how you want to age in the sport of running. But a good scotch for me. Maybe a good glass of wine. I don't know. Scotch preferred. Anyway, that's it for me. If you want to jump on the phone, we can talk about things you can do now to set you up for you know, the future, your long-distance future as you're aging, things like that. We can talk about race strategy. We can talk about coming back from an injury, dealing with a niggle, whatever the case might be. If a consultation call would be helpful for you, let's make it happen. Dizruns.com/consultation is the link. Pretty easy procedure to follow, but if you have any questions, let me know and I'll get you sorted. But once again, Dizruns.com/consultation. Let's get something scheduled, get you on the calendar. Let's give you some clarity and help you move forward. And with that, we'll go ahead and wrap this one up, y'all. Thanks for the time. Thanks for the attention. Thanks again to Lewis for asking the probing questions that I usually don't care about. But this one took up space in my brain. Hopefully it was worth revisiting in a quick tip. And until next time, y'all, be well. Take good care. Thanks again for listening. And we'll talk soon, all right? See you.